I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
All right, we have to interrupt the break because we have breaking news. This is Adam Schefter, the real Adam Schefter. Yeah, 11.5 million followers, real. A deal has been reached. Two-time Pro Bowl running back James Cook and the Bills reached agreement on a contract extension per his agents Zach Hiller and Matt Leist of LAA. The deal includes the most guaranteed money for a running back in the last 5 years.
Wow. The most guaranteed money for a running back in the last 5 years.
Owen's flashing the lights in here for the YouTube stream. 4 years, $48 million, 30 guaranteed. There you go.
What's the term again? What's the contract again?
4 years.
Yeah.
48.
48.
30 guaranteed.
Okay. $12 million a year, but the most guaranteed money.
Of any running back signed in the last 5 years. Yes.
Wow. Wow on the most guaranteed money, right? The $12 million is not wow. The $12 million is right where everybody probably would have predicted.
Listen.
That this ends.
This is, I've got... Well, whatever. There's a lot to say about it. 803-0550. Okay, so Cook is signed.
Yeah.
We're just back from the update. 4 years, $48 million, $30 million guaranteed. I wanted Cook to stay. So I'm not upset about this. I'm not upset about this. The number one reason I'm not upset about this, they will not draft a running back now. I told you, I told you throughout this entire process, I would prefer to pay Cook 11 and have a second round pick than to let Cook walk and use one on a running back. I am not scared off by this amount of money, $12 million a year for a running back. It puts him up there, but he'll get passed a couple times. And the good teams, this is to me the number one point. It's always been, yes, they have a great offensive line. Yes, they have a great quarterback. I need Allen to have the potential for, and in this case, maybe the actual existence of, elite playmaking ability around him. And if they had just walked from Cook, my best thing they had in that department was what?
It was whoever they were going to replace him with.
Maybe. Or it's Shakir or whatever.
Right.
But all of this, after all of this, you want to say drama, after all of everything, it's over. And I don't know. We had this big conversation yesterday, Joe, about this, that the Bills are going to try to make it look like they won. I don't know that people will say that they won.
Not with that guaranteed money.
The most guaranteed money in 5 years won't. I mean, we were talking about whether or not they were going to be $15 million was the ask. They pay 12.
Yeah.
I don't. Wow. Wow.
Is part of the fact, though, that he got the most guaranteed money is that they committed to him for
four
years as opposed to like, didn't Barkley only sign a 2-year deal?
Yes.
And Derrick Henry only signed a 1-year deal?
Yes. I 100%. Schefter putting that nugget in there is a, here, agent, here you go. I'll say you negotiated a deal for the most guaranteed money in the last 5 years with Cook getting a 4-year contract extension.
Yeah, because they're also being very, like, I'll have to find a maybe a better list. Barkley's total guaranteed money on his current contract, I've got it $36 million. So, but is that because they added two deals together?
It's a great question.
So that's where, like, he really doesn't have the most guaranteed money. He got the most negotiated guaranteed money in one contract. Barkley's is two deals kind of being added together. So they're being maybe a little bit cute with the wording there, if I'm reading that right.
Yep.
But either way, like, he's getting, I mean, it's more guaranteed money than Kyren Williams just got.
Yep.
That's for sure.
And again, these deals always work this way where you get the reported deal, then there's right. the actual deal. We even have guaranteed money and total guarantees and guaranteed at sign.
Yeah.
If you're someone that says, I have no idea, I don't care, the cap's not real, that's fine because half the time you get cap news, it's three different versions of the contract. But James Cook is here to stay.
But the thing about that is the cap is more real the higher the guaranteed money is. Because that's money that will absolutely be on your books at some point. If he made $15 million a year, but the guaranteed money was nothing, then, I mean, I might only have to pay him 1 year of that $15
million. Right. Like, we might find out that he, and again, dead money. It's a great way to say this. You sign a contract, Joe. You get paid 2 years, whatever. I'll even use his. 4 years, 48 with 30 guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so he's on the team for 2 years, and then they cut bait with a dead cap hit,
mm-hmm.
and he got 30 guaranteed. What did he get? He got 15 a year.
Yeah.
Even though the AAV was 12, and the total cash was, like, that's one of the ways that these contracts are always moved around. 803-0550. We have wide open phone lines. Let it settle in with you. Cook is back. And the Bills now, at the end of this offseason, preseason, they have made six contract extensions, Allen being one of them. But the five guys we went to the offseason of, will they bring them back? All five get deals.
Mm-hmm.
Cook, Benford, Rousseau, Bernard, Shakir. Cook's back.
Yeah.
I am happy.
Joe Marino says, third highest guaranteed money total of any NFL running back.
I am happy. And part of the reason I'm happy is because I think they're, you know, consistently going to play receiver the way that they do. I need Allen to get help. And the way they've been building, it constantly looks like they, other than the offensive line, which they've built him a great offensive line,
mm-hmm.
the slow chipping away of help for Allen to me has been problematic. And Cook is help. Cook is help for Allen. They're a team that wants to run the ball, maybe more than I'd like them to, but they like to.
Mm-hmm.
And Cook, top 10 yards over expectation the last 2 years. Now, I mean, he's here. And there's another question here for this. Like, everybody eats. Now everybody gets paid.
Yeah.
Cook and Shakir will both be part of this team where, as everybody eats, and you can say that, but production will matter when evaluating these players. They got Cook on a contract, Shakir on a contract, Coleman and Kincaid are high picks, Palmer and Samuel are both on decent free agent contracts.
Yeah.
The offense, it's going to stay together for a little while, and Cook stays 4 years, $12 million per year, AAV. We'll see what else we can get you. So, by the way, shout out breaking news during our show.
Yeah, I know.
We have been due.
How about early? How about early in the show?
This didn't happen at 10:01. This is great. So let's get some calls on it. John in Clarence Center. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I agree with, I can't remember which guy said it, but to give him the weapons around him, maybe you can look back and maybe that's not a fair comparison, but now we sort of have our version of the three amigos like Dallas had a while back. But I think consistency in any sport is what you're aiming for. And I've called a show before and I was always a Cook fan. And I think 12 at 4 years is good. I don't know too much about the caps and all that with the $30 million guarantee and what that means across and everything, but as a fan, I'm just so excited and happy to have him back, and that's all I gotta say. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks John. I mean, part of this whole process, and I'm not picking on you, Joe, but I know you're someone that says, like, I'll believe they'll pay a running back when they do,
and here it is.
Like, here it is, like, boom.
Yeah,
with this move,
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
There's, whether it's a narrative destroyer or if it's just facts, context, whatever, not only do you have to do that, you have to entertain the idea that, you know, oh, Cook's being a me guy, he's a problem, he's a distraction. This entire time, being when he said they want him here, he was being honest. I mean, he got more probably and longer term and more guaranteed than most thought he would get.
Yeah, certainly more and more term even than I thought he would get. Guys aren't signing for 4-year deals usually. They're signing for 3 or even 2
and now,
in a lot of instances.
Here's the other thing about this. Like, when McDermott yesterday said things have changed, it really might be, was this the deal on the table? It might have been. Mm-hmm. And it took him this long to get to this deal? Because this seems like a massive win for Cook. Massive.
I think it's a big win for Cook in that he's getting that amount of guaranteed money. He's getting that term.
He's coming in over Kyren Williams on contract, a guy that plays a lot, but I think is not as good of an actual runner of the football. Yep.
Maybe that extra year is really what he got out of the Bills. I'm not sure. Because comparables for 3-year deals, like him getting the more guaranteed money, just be that they attached a fourth season to it, which takes him up.
It could be a void year. There could be multiple void years.
That takes him through age 29, by the way.
Okay.
So it's 26, 27, 28, and 29. That's the current deal that he's going to be on. Like, all right, let's see. Let's see if it's true that his lighter workload in college means that he's going to last longer than 99% of running backs. Let's see, because most times this deal, you end up regretting it. And maybe this will be one of the few times where a team does not. And part of that could be, again, that he doesn't have all the mileage on the tires. But there's no doubt to me that this is a risky proposition. Any second running back contract is going to come with a lot of risk. These guys are always one injury away the second they get to this age. So we'll see. I'm a little disappointed that they did this. I was hoping that it was all a show and that they were going to save that money for other things next year, because now it's an entire offense filled with middle-of-the-road free agent contracts or $10 to $15 million a year contracts, and I was wondering if they would eventually draw the line, and maybe they never will.
No,
maybe they will just keep churning out at $12, $13, $14 million players around Josh Allen.
Right. There's definitely a case to be made that, you know, draft and develop, that's what it's about. Now, that's one thing it can be about. What it's really about is having the best possible team that you possibly can have.
Yep.
It's also about signing contracts that are surplus in value and making smart, cagey moves and not signing this guy and, yes, signing that guy. Like, they moved on from Gabe. They weren't going to sign
Gabe. Edmonds, they let walk.
Right. If they're able to, whatever, Cook gets an AAV of 12. Curtis Samuel gets an AAV of 9 and is a non-factor on this team for going on, whatever, a year and a half.
Yeah.
Maybe he gets back soon. Palmer got 11. I feel like there are bigger mistakes, shocker if you've heard me say this before, spending those contracts when you could just draft guys. Mm-hmm. And you could have your cap space a lot of ways. However, this is, if I may, a little Eaglesy. The Eagles pay their offense and draft their defense.
Mm-hmm.
And will the Bills start to do that? Will the Bills, after Milano departs?
Well, they're going to have to. Right.
They paid Benford and they paid Ed. And the next guy on the defense that's about to get paid is going to be who?
the defensive end that replaces Joey Bosa.
Sure, right, right. But the point is,
yeah,
the Eagles load their money into their offense. Quarterback, running back,
right,
tight end, receivers, the entire offensive line, and they draft their defense and they sign a couple. Are the Bills going to shift to that, where the draft picks are loaded on defense?
They're going to have to, because all their positions on offense are filled.
That's right.
These guys are now paid. Their running back spot is paid for multiple years. The receiver spots are, for the most part, paid for the next couple of years. Their offensive line is the question, right? The interior offensive line.
Torrance.
And that could be draft picks. That could be draft. Not to replace Torrance, but maybe the other two.
Maybe.
Because they can't pay everybody.
Jake in Buffalo. Live reaction. James Cook got a contract extension. It got done. Jake, go ahead. You're on WGR.
How's it going, fellas? I'm just trying to be a little optimistic. I think, you know, the league took us a little bit by surprise last year. The running back production was, you know, very high, much higher than anybody anticipated. You know, say that happens the 3 to 5 the next years, the position's going to get paid more. Not to mention salary cap increases. I think this deal, looking forward, is going to look good for the Bills. And, you know, just a little tidbit, I was curious. Do you think they saw anything in the preseason with Ty Johnson or Ray Davis, and we're like, maybe we do really need this guy, but I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, Shake.
I don't think the preseason game. I mean, Ty Johnson looked great in the preseason game.
I still don't buy the narrative or the idea that, like, running back is back and about to explode. I think that this contract is just the still slow rising of the running back. The running back market has not exploded. Every other market has exploded. I mean,
his brother 5 years ago signed for $12.6 million per year.
Yeah, right.
And he just signed for 12.
Josh Palmer signed for 10, 11, and he's a third option hit free agency.
Right.
Like, to get a top 10 running back at this salary says that it's still kind of whatever. The running back position, I do not think, is exploding. The exploding has happened in a lot of positions.
It's increasing, but it's not exploding.
It's just keeping up with the level, with the cost of living or whatever.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get more of your thoughts on this. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.